Right, we are on the top of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Amud Aleph, sorry. And if you've been missing Yevamos, now you're going to get a little bit of a return for a little bit, you know. Been saying all along that it's actually interesting and also a challenge, I think, that Nedarim is like Kulo Nedarim. The whole time there's no change at all. So it's not really a change, it's still Nedarim. But a little taste of Hebrew for a minute. Okay, so the mission says the following. Shomeres Yabam. Remember what a Shomeres Yabam is? Shomeres Yabam is a woman. A woman was married to Reuven. Reuven dies without children. And Shimon, he has a brother Shimon. So Shimon and this woman, so they she's a Shomeres Yabam to Shimon. They haven't done anything yet, right? But she has a Zika Li Yibam, right? They have, and so they have to decide if he's going to do Yibam, he's going to do Chalitza. And in the meantime, he's considered a Shomeres Yabam. Right? She's kind of waiting to see what's going to happen with this possible Yibam situation. And they have a connection because there's something that needs to happen. She can't marry anybody else, right, until there's a Yibam or a Chalitza. So what's the status of her relationship with this guy? Okay, so Shomeres Yabam, Bein the Yabam Echad, Bein the Shnei Yavamin, Rabbi Elazar Omer Yafer. Okay, so she's a Shomeres Yabam, whether that's to one brother or maybe to two brothers. Lachara, probably true even if it was three brothers, right? So there's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, or it's Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, whatever it's going to be. Rabbi Elazar says, Yafer, right? Sounds like he means that they can go ahead, that this brother or brothers can go ahead and be Mefer Hinadarim while she has the status of a Shomeres Yabam. Fine. So, okay. So Yeshua Omer, Yeshua says, Le'echad, Abal Lo L'Shnayim. Yeshua says, no, that works if she's a Shomeres Yabam to one, not if she's a Shomeres Yabam to two. Look, take a look at the Ran on the left side. Shomeres Yabam v'chule Rabbi Elazar Omer Yafer maskinim b'gemar di Yafer b'shutfus av kamar u'b'sha'asa b'maimer. We're going to see the Gemara is going to talk about, has anything happened? Has he done anything? So the Gemara is going to talk about the possibility that maybe what happened here is they did Maimer. Maimer, if you remember, Yibam actually, right, Chalitza happens through Chalitza, right? They removed the shoe and the whole story. That severs their relationship. Yibam happens through Tashmish, right? Through the intimate relationship. But their Chazal put in place something called Maimer, right? Which is something that the man does to sort of like show that they're midrabana, that they're getting married now. But it doesn't do anything midaraisa, Maimer. It doesn't really make them married, technically. But we'll see the discussion about how much Maimer does. But so it's some dirabanan action or thing that he says that now makes them like married, sort of, midirabanan, before they actually have had tashmish.
Are we supposed to assume that we're dealing with a nara here?
I assume it doesn't tell us, but presumably we're talking about Naira, because if it's not a Naira, there's no possibility of it being the father also or whatever. Right. So yeah, presumably that's what we're talking about. Yeah, good point. So fine. So Rabbi Elazar says that Yafer, that happened. So we'll have to see if he did it Maimer or not, whatever. But he can go ahead and has status of husband enough, right, that he can go ahead and, yeah.
I don't disagree, but like, by the way, to that point, where do we see even that we're talking? You could read, I guess, Rabbi Elazar was saying, it doesn't say necessarily with the father.
It doesn't say, correct?
So, yeah, I'm not disagreeing.
So you're saying, right, at this point, if we're just reading a Mishnah,
right,
who said? Good point, because a husband, and by the way, we didn't even talk about, was the original marriage Nisuin or Erisin?
Right.
Okay, same question, right? So if it was Nisuin, does that make it different than if it was Erisin? Good point. So you're right. If we're reading a Mishnah the way we should read a Mishnah, we don't know anything, right? Correct. We don't know officially at this point. Yes. Good point. And if it was Nisuin, maybe that makes it different. Maybe that means the only possibility of the husband.
Maybe that's why it's only talking.
Right. Only the husband. Exactly. Or only the Yabam, not the father, etc. Yeah. Okay. So, but at this point, Rebbe says even if there's multiple Yevamim, right, it doesn't make a difference. They can each, maybe both, together, I don't know, we'll have to see. But presumably means either one could be Yafer. If Yeshua says, that's true only for one, but not for two. So take a look at the Ran. Mishum desfirle ein brera. So we're going to see. There's a lot of different topics here in this that come out from this Mishnah. The Gemara doesn't explain what that means. Ein brera. The point being, you know, we'll see that has something to do with. I don't know which one. I can't predict. You know, which one's going to choose her, or which one's going to end up, or not choose her, which one's going to end up being the one to marry her. So how do I know which one has the ability to do the hafara if they're not going to be the ones to get married to her, right? So we'll see. So Rishu says but if you have only one yavam, so that makes that easier, right? Because I know that this is the guy who, in theory, could at least he's the only one with the zika for yavam at least. Okay, let's keep going. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says lo le'echad v'lo le'shnayim. Rabbi Akiva says nobody, right? Take a look at the Ran. The Garia le yavam mi'aris, because a yavam, he says, is even worse than an aris. V'afilu b'shutfus lo matzi mefer. Rabbi Akiva says even with the father together, it's not going to work. The yavam is even less connected than the person who's done erusin with her. Fine. So according to Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Loza says, even if there's two yavamin, sounds like either one could do afara. Presumably, Rabbi Shua says only if there's one yavam, then he can do afara. And Rabbi Akiva says, I don't care how many you have, but you can't do anything. Being a yavam doesn't give you the status to be able to do afara. Okay. So I'm Rabbi Loza. So Rabbi Loza says, back to Rabbi Akiva, presumably. We'll see. Rabbi Loza says, Ma'im isha shekana hula atzmo, harehu mefer d'tareha. So the woman who he was kona himself, what happens? He is made for her nedar. Isha shehiktin lo min ha-shamayim. Ein edin shi afer nedareha. So Rabbi Loza says, hey, kavachomer. Because if I marry a woman myself, I have this, halachic power to be made for her nedar. So a woman that was given to you halachically, given to you min ha-shamayim, so certainly I should be able to be made for her nedar. Because what's the kavah homer? Assuming it's that if there's like some type of spiritual connection, and that's part of what allows you to have the spiritual power. So if you did it yourself, that's one thing. If Yibon Shalom created this connection for you, so Allah has kam v'kam, you should be able to be made for Nidar. So let's take a look at the Ran. Isha shehiknu lo min ha-shamayim. Before that. Uma isha shekadal hu atzmo she'enu shemeres yavam. Remember, when you just get married to, she's not shemeres yavam. Ela hu kitcha al atzmo. Harei hu meifin edarea b'shut v'sa'av. Right, he can do hafar and sedarim together with the father. Isha shehikni lo min ha-shamayim ha'enu shemeres yavam she'kenu yu lo v'lo kiddushin she'asur la kol adam ad she'achlotz la. Right, meaning shemeres yavam is she's shayach to you, right? And she's forbidden to every person, right? That's sort of the definition of being married. Right, she's forbidden to anyone else in the world. In fact, when a get is given, what does he say to her? The man says to the wife, "Hare muteras l'chol adam." Right, that's kiddushin is hare mukadesh li, right? And gerushin is hare muteras l'chol adam. So the case of a yavam is she's asur l'chol adam except to him. So that sounds very much like kiddushin, right? So it should be the same. And Rabbi Akiva seems to, Loz wants to seem to argue even more powerful even. Okay. Fine. So I'm Rabbi Akiva, back in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Akiva says back. No, that's not correct. Im amres b'isha shekana hula atzmo she'in la'acherim barishus. I understand when it comes to kiddushin, where you made a kinyan yourself, she's shaykh only to you, and no one else has any ability to do anything, right? So, Tomer b'isha shehikni lo min ha-shamayim, sheish la'acherim ba'rishus, right? You're going to tell me that same is the halacha by a woman who came to you, from shamayim, but others do have some type of connection to her? So, yeah, take a look at the Mefarish explains sheyesh la'acher reshusba, right? That or actually before that she'ain la'acher reshusba. So because Rabbi Akiva makes this argument that forget the mina shamayim point, this is a reshus question, right? So in the case of kiddushin, argues Rabbi Akiva she'ain la'acher reshusba. says the Mefarish, first skinny line, Hamekadish Isha Minashok La'acha Shekitsha Lo Tafsi Ba Kiddushe Me'adam Acher Ve'ahachi Matzi Mefer. Right? If you done Kiddushin and she goes and accepts Kiddushin from somebody else, does zero. Can't happen. Right? It's absolutely null and void because she already has Kiddushin to you. But what about this case? Sheyeshla Acher Rishus Ba Im Asa Ba Maimer Yavam Zeh Uba Achiv Achakach Ve'asa Ba Maimer Tafis Ba. We saw this a very, very long time ago, that mimer actually can be done after someone else has done mimer. So Rabbi Akiva just wants to point out that when there's a case of Shomeres Yobam, it's not true. Even if she's Zika to one person, to one brother, she has also Zika to the other brother. So in that situation, for sure, when it's the two of them, to argue that one, you know, again, this is only a good argument to make against Rabbi Lazar. Against Rabbi Yeshua, this wouldn't be a good argument. Rabbi Yeshua said it only works if it's one of them. Rabbi Lazar says it works for either one of them. How could that be? Says Rabbi Akiva. You make the argument that it's she's connected mina shemayim. It's not even true. Meaning it's not even exclusive, right? So you Rabbi Lazar wants to make this argument of a connection mina shemayim which is stronger than a connection that you make yourself. I don't know. The connection you make yourself is exclusive. The connection to Mina Shemayim here is by definition not exclusive because there could be 10 guys who will have a Zika to Yibum. Fine. Some of the first also point out, as we've talked about in the past, the fact that there is the oldest brother is like sort of like supposed to, right? He's like has Kadimus. That doesn't make him any more connected, right? That his Zika is any stronger. But fine. Okay. Fine. So Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. So Yeshua now gets in the action, and he responds. Akiva, the Baruch b'shnei Yevamim. Dvarecha b'shnei Yevamim. So Yeshua says, Akiva, I understand your taina when there's two Yevamim, right? That's exactly this point. If there's two Yevamim, I hear your point. But ma'ata meshiv al Yevam echad. What are you going to say in the case of one Yevam? I mean, your answer to Rabbi Lazar makes sense to him, but what about me? And to me, for my point, for me, where there's only one guy, one Yavam, and it's a connection. Mina Shemayim, maybe you could still argue that at the very least it should be the same, right? Should be the same. Maybe that should still work. So Amalo, Rabbi Akiva responds to him. In Yavama Gemura, let's take a look at that. Yeah, in Yavama Gemura, Kishim Sharusa Gemura Leisha. So he responds, that might be true, you're right, when it's just one, so we have, it's only one person, and then it is exclusive, but still, that connection to Yavama is not as final and as strong as the Arusa is to an Isha. It's not the same. What's not the same? So take a look at the Mefarish. Amalei, actually, go to the Mefarsh higher up. Varecha b'shnei yavamim. B'shnei yavamim matzlevim arki ha'gavna. Right, your answer, Rabbi Akiva, works. There's two of them. Ma'atamishiv ayavam echad. B'halom matzlevim arki yesh la'acher b'shuspa. You can't make this argument when other people have reshus. It's not true. Ho v'leki yavam acher. V'at lo mashvis chiluk ben yavam echad l'shnei yavamim. He's like, you might have a good argument, but you didn't make one for what to do when there's two yavam. So amalei ein hayavama gamura li'isha. She'im ba aleha. Zar, a niska, right? When she's a shemeres yavam, and she would be with somebody else, so they're not going to get skila. She ain't ba lo din arusa, v'lo din eshizish. Right? She's not arusa, and she's not in the sewer for sure. Ve'ein chayav nala el lav v'lo siya eshiz hames li'isha acher. So, Rabbi Akiva points out this: the status is not the same. Right, if a woman is a yavama and goes into somebody else, so there's no chiyuv misa, things like that. She's not ishizish in the same way. Again, it's usher to do, but it's not the same status of an iser. Right, kishem sha'asur, kishem sha'arusa says in Mefarish, ba'alma gemur li'isha shiniskalan al yada. If a woman's a mureses, right, so then she's a ishizish lechol davar. And should be, chayav misa if there's adultery. So the point being, that's Rabbi Akiva's answer to Yeshua. Fine. So we have, at this point, a case of Shemeres Yavam, three approaches. Rabbi Elazar says, even if it's multiple Yavamim, they can each be Mayfair. Yeshua says only if it's one. Yeshua says none. And he actually has a response, both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, to explain why he doesn't agree with either of them in terms of Shomer's Yavam. And he would say that Hafar just doesn't apply until the actual thing. Fine. Okay. Those are our three different opinions. And now we'll jump into the Gemara. Okay. So says the Gemara, Vishlam Rabbi Akiva Savar Ein Zika. Yeshua Savar Yesh Zika. Fine. So the Gemara says, I understand what's happening. Rabbi Akiva holds there's no Zika. And Rabbi Yeshua says there is. What are we talking about? Says the Ran, the left side, She Yevama Zekuka Leyavam Lo Alima Ke'erisin. Again, it doesn't mean that he thinks there's no such thing as a zika. By definition, there's a zika levim. But what he means ain't zika, I mean the zika doesn't have the power it doesn't have the same type of power of erison. So I understand Rabbi Akiva holds ain't zika that the strength of that zika levim is not as strong as erison, and that's why it can't be made from Yeshua Savar Yesh Zika. The Adarabba Alima Tfei Me Erison. Yeshua says no, Yesh Zika, and the Zika actually is stronger than Erison. The Havik Knusa, he thinks that having a Zika Libam already makes her like she's already Knusa, she's already married to him already. Umishumachi, like Knusa later, like he's brought her into her house, like Nizuin. Umishumachi, Yafer Yabam Lichude. Okay, this is where things are going to start to crystallize. Okay, so according to Yeshua, the Ran at least assumes that if you hold Yesh Zika, what does that mean? It means that having the Zika itself makes you like it's Nisuin. And if that's true, then who does the Hafara?
Does it by himself.
By himself. Exactly. All these questions that we had waiting on the table, like which one's going to pick up, yeah. Right? Is it Irsin? Is it Nisuin? Is it this? Right? So now we're finding out. So Yeshua argues Yesh Zika, and therefore, at least the Gemara wants to assume that Yeshua is of the opinion Yesh Zika, and that's why Hafara works by itself. You got the Father, right? Because that's what he thinks at this point. And he holds, Miu Ein Breira. So we're going to talk about Breira in a second. Let's just read what he says for a second, because we'll help us understand the next line. And he holds also that the Ein Breira, the Hecha, the Shnei Yevamin, when you have two Yevamin, Ein Breira, Lemihu Zekuka. When you have two Yevamin, now we're stuck. And he can't hold that. He holds the Yesh Zika, so that if there's one, it's like they're married, like they have Nisuin. But he also holds Ein Breira, so that when there are two, right, Ein Breira, Lemihu Zekuka. If you hold Ein Breira, then even though Shemeres Yabam, that Zika is very, very strong, it's only strong when there's one. When there's two, since I don't know where she's going to go, it doesn't that this Zika doesn't have that power anymore, right? Well, me to Yalisha, I don't know where she's going to go. Umishumachi afilu shneim ein yachon lahafer. Even both of them, even if there's two, they can't be mayfair. The kevin de b'shas hafaras and ein barulanu mihu isha, right? Ein hafaras on klum, and so we don't know who's the husband. In which case, the hafar is zero. You have to know at that moment who the husband is. He's just saying, by the way, that sugi over there helps us out. Fine. But the point being is at this point the Gemara argues, I get it. Rabbi Akiva holds Ein Zika, and that's why nothing to do. This Shomer's Yabam can't, he can't help at all. The Yabam can't help at all. Can't do anything. And Rabbi Shua says, Yesh Zika, and that's why he can. But why can he only do it when there's one? Because he also holds Ein Breira. Fine. So back to the Gemara. El Rabbi Elazar, my time, what does he hold? Right? E Yesh Zika, Ein Breira. Right? So, again, the argument we made for Yeshua that he holds Yesh Zika is great. I understand. That's why it's like Nisuin, he can be made for himself. But if there's two of them, he can't do that because Ein Breira.
At the end of that round,
it just
looks like he's saying, he says that you can also say the opposite, that it's not stronger than. But he says also that maybe it's just the same, that you would need the father. So I guess he's saying both things.
He
needs the father. So he seems to be giving both. right? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, it's possible. Right. Yeah, yeah, it's possible.
I don't know which one it is, right?
Inami, look three lines from the bottom there. Inami kiamri and Rabbi Yeshua kasavar yesh zika lav lemeir de lehavik knusa el de havik kiarusa. And he could say yesh zika doesn't mean kedusha. It could yesh zika could mean she's it's like kedusha. Right? Umei for beshutfus. Right? It's possible.
So I guess that's with the father, right? That's what he's saying.
That's what that would mean. Right. I mean, he's just saying it's possible. You can make the argument that that yes, they're correct. That yesh zika again the initial point that the Ron makes yesh zika presumably means it's like nisuin, but he's just pointing out it could mean it's like Erison. Yeah, it's true. Okay, good. Fine, but what are you gonna do? But what are you gonna do for Rabbi Elazar, right? Because Rabbi Elazar, if he wants to hold yesh zika, that's fine. Now I get it. I get that when there's one yabam that he can be made fair even by himself, or with the father if it's like Erison. But if we also hold Ein Breira, and that's Gemara assumes that we hold Ein Breira, if we hold Ein Breira, then how can either one of them, or one of the three, or four, whatever it's going to be, how could they have the power to be made? Okay, so I'm Rabbi Ami, Kigon Sha'asaba Maimer. So Rabbi Ami says no problem. This is we're going to bring the question of Maimer. He says I'll tell you what's happening here, right? Rabbi Elazar says even if there are two Yavams, we can go ahead and either one of them can do afara, not stam. Right? If they're just out there waiting, so then that you can't do that. But if one of them did mimer, so now what was our whole concern? Concern was there is zika, but ain't brera. I don't know which one's choosing here. And if you've done brera, if you've done mimer, then I'm not worried. The brera's already happened. Right? The choice has been made. Right? Again, midaraisa, each one of them still has a zika. Technically, but since the mimers happened, so now I'm not so worried about the Breira question, right? That's fine. Good. Okay. So fine. So Amr Biyami going to ask about mimer. Fine. Rabbi Eliezer Savala Kibe Shamai. The Amr Mimer Kona Kinyan Gamor. And it's not just the kitten, not just mimer. But this is Rabbi Elazar holds, like Rabbi Shammai, who holds that mimer is actually much stronger. It's not just a designation, but it creates a kinyan gamur. And if it creates a kinyan gamur, so now we're in business. Once it did mimer, now it's a real kinyan. Okay, so now I get it. So now it's not that either one in theory can do mimer, can be mefer. It's the one who did mimer and created a kinyan gamur. Okay, fine. So now they can go ahead and they can be the one to do the hafar. Fine. Fine. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lecha. Rabbi Yeshua is going to say, some changes. The Bach changes to Omer Lecha. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lecha. Hani mili b'char yava. Abay b'shnei yavamim lo. Right? So Rabbi Yeshua is going to say, that's all fine and good, but it's still only going to work when there's one yavam. But with two yavamim, it's not going to work. Why? Because mi ike mide, dechi asi achuhi, sa'asar alei b'via, o b'gita, u mefer. Right? So Rabbi Yeshua is going to say, but wait a second. He says, that's all nice and good. But if you have two, it's not going to work. Right? Take a look at the Mefarish and the five lines from the end of the skinny lines. Lolim kosar Rabbi Elazar yesh zika. V'hainu taima da afil l'shnayim yafer b'sha asa ba'echad maimer. Right? Again, Rabbi Elazar holds yesh zika. And the only case he's going to allow either one of them to do hafara when someone did maimer. The Hashi Yesh Breira. Now we've chosen, right? Valiv the Beis Shamre, the Amre, the Amre, the Maimer Kona Kinyan Gamur. V'hi ki ishta l'chol davar. Hilchach Mefila. So of course now we can go do Hafar because she's his wife. But says Rabbi Yeshua, that's only true. Hani Mile biyavim echad the Yesh Zika. Avam Meshnei Yavamim. Right. So Rabbi Yeshua himself holds Yesh Zika is only true by one yavim. Avam Meshnei Yavamim lo kani Maimer. De la acher de asa ba Maimer. Ilu asya achua, if the brother would now come, meaning even if the guy did mimer, and the brother comes, masila ostralov, right? Bavia, he could go ahead. So one guy did mimer. Mimer's midrabana. The other guy goes ahead and has tashrut to her. What's going to happen? Or the get, the yesh bia, the get lachar achar mimer, right? There's such a thing. You're going to be in her get after mimer. So if that's true, it's not going to work, right? So mi ika milsa, etc. Mishum high time. How could it be that you said you made a kinyan, but I can aser to you? Again, aser means truth is the person that has commits adultery. They also aser the woman to the husband. But the point being, I can aser her. Meaning, I can step in, right, and she becomes mine, right? Mishum high time at the ilu isle acha la hayavam matzi mafik lamine. She could actually take her out of his rishus into his rishus. Basarachi shemekadesh all you could get. Ubiya bakar lahanu kidushe maimer. Velesbuhu mashasha kule hai. He said, that can't be. It can't be that you argue that you have exclusive rights to Tafara when I can step in and do something else, which would make her my wife. I can't be. And that's what Yeshua says, even though Yeshzika, when there's multiple Yevamim, so then in that situation, you're not going to be able to say Yeshzika in that scenario. Fine. So we'll stop here and we'll put this up.